Everyone, and welcome back to Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the lovely city of Fort Lauderdale. It is a Wednesday night, and I know that the rest of the world is having Armageddon. The Ice Age is happening. I got a text this morning from John Dubinsky trying to scare me with a picture of his dashboard showing minus 18 degrees. Listen, I love you, John, but you choose to live there. That's on you. But I'm here in Florida. It's been cold each morning. I've got my t-shirt underneath my regular shirt and a sweatshirt to start the day. But by midday, I have shedded my clothes and I am living life. So currently, it is 65 degrees. With the real feel of 61 degrees. I have my jacket to put on as I head outside because it'll be a brisk walk home. But that was my story for today. But let me move on to what I told you was going to be a very special show. And when I say special, I mean special, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to have an update on 40 days and 40 nights. We are going to have a recap of the big flood of 2018. And if you've listened to this show long enough, you know that I am talking about the once previous host of this show, the incomparable Mr. Matt Rainey is in the house. Matt, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
People have been waiting to hear your voice. They were emailing me, texting, is Matt okay? Is Matt, you know, what's happened? What's wrong?
I doubt that. They probably all, nobody cares that I'm on the show properly. They say, man, Marvin's doing so good. We're so glad he took over. I'm glad too.
You're glad. I don't think they are.
Oh, no, they are. Trust me.
We're doing good. All right, my friend. So before you give the update, I want to make sure that I do the announcements and, just like I did on the last show, I want to talk about TechCon Unplugged that is happening September 20th through the 22nd in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Folks, for $199, you can gather with other techs, other business owners, and simply talk tech, learn tech. We're going to have some great partners, some great vendors. It's going to be a nice little intimate scene there with 100 of your closest friends. And it's going to be a great little time. All the details will be at techconunplugged.com. I will have a link in the show notes. We'll be talking about it in the months to come. I believe, Mr. Matt Rainey, you are going to be attending?
I do plan on attending.
Yay.
And just so you know, I have checked the donut situation.
Yes.
And it's acceptable. There's one place nearby within walking distance that I will check out.
So, like, did you go to Yelp and check the reviews, or did you call people in Grand Rapids and say?
I flew down there and I canvassed the area. No, I, yes, Yelp reviews. That's how I usually find the places I go. And there is one. I know that they're providing the breakfast is, but I will have to go check out some donuts.
Why don't you have them ship you donuts?
They gotta be fresh. Gotta be fresh.
You've been over.
I like the whole experience of going to.
Is that why you go early place? In the morning so you can get them as they're coming out of the oven?
I go early.
Nice and warm.
I like to see them, you know, visually inspect them before I pick what I get.
I like to hear the guy coming out of the back saying, time to make the donuts.
Yeah, I like them. Anyway, so I plan on being there. I think it'll be a good time. Looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, we posted a video, a promo video.
I saw that.
Yeah?
Yes.
You see,
I have some questions about it.
Uh-oh. What kind of questions? Yes, that's you in there.
Right. So that's me.
Yes.
And I know I signed something probably to allow ITO Compass to use my image. Is that transferable to TechCon Unplugged?
Listen, if you want to try to get me in trouble on national podcasting, you go right ahead. But I have possession of those photos. It's my video.
Oh, I see. Okay. I don't look like that anymore, though.
No, you don't. People probably won't recognize you.
That's usually what I aim for. I have hair now.
Yes. As we used to say last year, that was 100 pounds hair and a beard, right?
My family convinced me to grow some hair.
Well, good.
No, good with not hair. On the beard, on top. So.
Well, yeah. You know, you and Obando can do your Grizzly Adams impression all you want.
His beard's much fuller than mine.
His beard is, that's scary. That's all I got to say about that.
But my youngest daughter is 14, and she's never seen me prior to this having hair on top of my head.
Never?
That's how long I was shaving my head before. Yes.
Really? I don't have any questions or comments to go with that.
Yeah. It was strange to grow hair, but I'm used to it.
It's strange to grow hair.
Yes, it just felt weird.
Like you were a swimmer in your previous life and shaved every day. All right, my friend. So let's just cut to the chase. What happened to you that made you disappear?
Well, there's just life in general. So,
yeah, whatever. We don't care about that.
Yeah. Well, the last thing was the school year is always hard. My daughter does a lot of stuff. We spend a lot of time carting her around. My schedule's crazy, but
you're like a Mr. Mom at that household, aren't you?
Well, we actually have to split it so much. We have to split it up. Just dance alone for my younger daughter. It's a half an hour one way.
Now,
so whoever brings her,
yeah,
you bring her, you come home, it's an hour. Then the other one of us picks her up and comes home, it's an hour. It's 2 hours a day just carting around the dance alone.
You live outside of town or something? What? I don't, why is it?
No, it's a half an hour away.
Oh, okay, half an hour. Okay.
And then a half an hour back.
Still far.
It is far. It's across, it's in the main city. I live in the suburb outside the big city. And it takes a half an hour, at least a half an hour one way.
All right. So now when you say dance, is this ballet? Is this like R&B dancing? Is
she does all kinds of dance. She dances every day.
Every day?
She has dance every day.
Is this one of those school dance, you know, like not the cheerleaders, but the dance crew?
Dance. She's on the comp. She made the competition team. So we travel for dance tournaments. She dances every day, Monday, you know, all the weekdays, sometimes on the weekends. There's dance tournaments. It's a lot of dancing. She doesn't get it from me.
You said it, not me. All right, so dancing.
So, but what happened lately, what happened in October?
Ah, the big event. Tell us.
Was the flood.
The flood of all floods.
So a year before this, you know, my office flooded.
Yes, which is how I was going to tie this all in, but you go right ahead.
So we had some huge, huge rains in the area. Half the town flooded, including my office. But I was fine. My house was fine. The streets were flooded. I could get out because I have a Jeep. I have a Rubicon, I could drive around. Now, I couldn't see the roads because there's water everywhere, but I could get out if I wanted to, but my office was 3 or 4 feet underwater, but my house was fine.
Was this anything to do with just, it was that much rain, or was it the levee system couldn't contain it? A levee broke?
No, there's no levees where I live. That's New Orleans. Yeah. So it's just a lot of rain.
All right.
There was flooding all over town. That all got fixed. you know, it took a while. Then we had another big rain, and it partially flooded the office a second time. That one wasn't as bad. We didn't have to move out like we did for the first one. But with the point with all this flooding, my house was in no danger of having water in it. None. But yet, some threats are internal.
Yes. Like end users.
Yes. So beware the attack from within. My wife left the tub running.
Oh, you had to say it. I was going to see if you were going to throw her under the bus, but you did.
She knows she did it.
Okay.
She owns it. Left the tub running. Now, we don't know how long, an hour. We know it was less than 2 hours.
We don't know how long?
She has no idea when she turned the tub on, so she doesn't know the time frame.
Okay. So when I told this story to the wife, she was like, how do you not know? Did you leave the house?
She left the area. She left that part of the house.
It's a big house, right? It's a rainy size house.
It's about 2350 square feet, you know.
Up and down, yeah. Go ahead.
It's all one story.
No, so she went to the other wing.
Went to the west wing. So, yeah. She turned it on because she was going to clean it. It's part of her weekly cleaning process. She turns it on. She goes, she keeps the cleaning material under the sink in the kitchen.
On the other side of the house.
Yeah. And somewhere between when she turned the tub on and walked away to get the cleaning stuff, instead of walking straight back, she got distracted.
Well, as a mother would do in a, you know, very active household.
Okay. Good defense there. So
I'm trying to help, man.
Yeah, yeah. There's no helping. So she's in the laundry room and she notices that the floor is wet. And she thinks, oh my goodness, the washing machine is leaking. And she checks, washing machine's not leaking. Then she realizes, oh, the tub. So she runs through puddles all the way to the other side of the house, turns the tub off. Now, it's funny. She didn't want to call me. She didn't want to call me.
Of course not.
She thought she could clean it up herself. She tried. It's like trying to empty the ocean with a teacup.
Did she have a sham wow that she put on the end of a stick?
Yeah, do a little thing, go outside, ring it out.
I can't imagine her using all the towels in the house.
Well, she had her wet vac and she's sucking up the water, emptying it, sucking up the water. But
okay. It's clever.
It's like emptying the ocean with a teacup. It was doing nothing. So after an hour of doing no visible improvement, she finally called me. And I come home and, I mean, picture like your yard if it rains and you run through the yard and there's like water splashing up as you run. Mm-hmm. That's what it was like in my house.
Okay.
Step, step, splash, splash. Where there was carpet.
Oh.
So there was tile floor. There was tile floor. There's a hardwood floor and there's carpet. So three different floor surfaces.
Well, the trifecta.
Yes. The only thing still left in the house is a tile floor. Everything else has been replaced with the tile that looks like wood.
Mm-hmm. Nice choice.
So when
sustainable.
Yes. In case it happens again, I won't have to rip up all the floor again. So in 2350 square foot, I had to replace 1,400 square feet of floor.
All right. So now the big question. Did the insurance cover?
Most of it.
Okay, good. There you go.
Yeah.
Tip for all homeowners, make sure you have the right homeowner's policy.
Now, it would have covered if we just repaired, but we...
You went above and beyond.
We went above and beyond. We didn't, yeah. So we did more. So, and I can tell you this, she was still painting, and the whole house has been painted, by the way. because when you rip the baseboards up,
well,
and drill holes in the wall,
then you got to paint the whole wall.
Right. You have to paint the whole wall
because you got to blend. You can't just you have
to blend. Insurance covers that. So almost pretty much the entire house has been painted. Over half the floors. And she was still painting today, touching up some stuff. So this has been
finished.
We are not finished. It has been 3 months, over 3 months, $15,000 later, and we are 99% done. So that is what happens when you leave your tub running for an hour.
Now, is this a garden tub that she
has? It's a big tub. It's a big tub. So it takes a while to fill up, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I find out this is the third time she did that.
She withheld this from you twice before?
So one time I came home from lunch, and I happened to go into the bathroom, and she had the water running, and it was about to overflow. Turned off. I said, "Are you insane? Do not leave the bathroom with the tub running." After that, it did overflow, but she said she caught it right when it started overflowing. Mm. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know what her definition of it just overflowed a little bit is. But I didn't know it. I didn't know about it. So I knew about the one I caught. She didn't tell me about the one that it actually did overflow. And of course, she tried not to tell me about this one. But of course,
well, yeah.
It's impossible.
I'm surprised she didn't call over all her friends and.
She called her parents.
Stop by and grab every wet vac you can at Home Depot.
She called her parents asking what to do. She called her brother who does construction.
All of this before calling you.
Yes, to try and not call me.
Wow.
So that led to a lot of inconvenience and work and, you know, when you're redoing the floors, and I had to move twice, basically, because I had to move all the furniture in every room twice, once for the floors and then again for painting.
Did you get one of those pods in front of your house?
No, I had to shuffle everything between rooms, pile stuff up in the garage, pile stuff up in the dining room, which wasn't affected, or the floor wasn't affected. It looked like it was terrible. We had to leave for a while. They went to a hotel.
So you look like the people on Property Brothers before they get their new house, all stuffed together in a couple of rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. For a while, we had to all live on the other wing with one bathroom. Then we had to go to a hotel. Yeah, it was a whole mess. And she was painting today when I came home for lunch. And I think the last thing to be done is my office. She needs a touch up in here.
She needs to touch up.
Oh no, she's doing this part.
Are you punishing her by making her do all this?
No, she's fixing it. We spent enough money on. What she can do, she said she's going to do. That $15,000 is not counting what her labor.
Oh, all right.
No, she wants to do what she can.
Well, you know what? I think that's honorable. Her mistake. She'll pay for it in whatever way she can, and that's respectable.
Yeah. In the end, it's nicer, right? Because we have nicer floors.
There you go.
She wanted to paint anyway.
You've been in that house for how long?
5 years.
I mean, it's time for an upgrade. Come on. 5 years? I'm sure a new kitchen is just a couple of years away, right?
No. We're done. After this painting is finished, we're done.
Come on. You can't have appliances for more than 10 years.
I could change an appliance. We're definitely not doing any more floors because now there's tile everywhere. And you'd have to rip it all up. Oh, you know what the hardest part of all this was? I ripped the floors out myself.
What?
Yeah, it was cheaper. Oh. I saved the money to take the floors out myself.
Okay, but were you sore for a couple of nights? Because that...
Sore is
from doing all that work. That's manual labor, Rainey. You don't do manual labor.
So I don't do manual labor, but I do exercise quite frequently.
Okay,
but it is different. The worst part is the glue
mm-hmm.
that they use to glue down the pad underneath the carpet.
Absolutely. I will never be doing anything like that.
I was so sore.
See?
And my wife tried to help, but she could not do the glue. I had to scrape that glue up. That was the worst part of all of this.
Yeah, when I would watch, what was the name? Renovation Realities. When we got our house and we thought, oh, we'll do all these projects. And we watched that show. And after the second show, I was like, no, I ain't doing a damn thing.
Yeah, I don't paint and I'm not a handyman. I can do a few things, but I figure, well, I can pull up the carpet and I can do it. I didn't realize that the glue would be like that. And I already committed to doing it. So I did it. But it was tough. It was tough. So that counted as my workout for those days, because a couple hours of scraping up glue per room.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's rough. I mean, I don't even mow the lawn anymore. The wife does that.
Yeah, my wife does that too. I have to weed eat. Does she weed eat as well?
No, I do the weed eater.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
And then I've got the pole saw to get down those dastardly palm fronds that go awry.
Yeah, there's no trees anywhere near my property.
No, we got lots of trees.
I can see one from my backyard.
We actually put in more trees in our backyard. This is how bad it was. So we had one tree die. And we had to put in like 10 little trees to make up for it.
I don't want any trees.
So property. We have our, you know, and of course you have to do it pretty. So we have the entire back line of our yard now has colored rock along the bottom. It's got multiple sets of the palm trees that, you know, go out and sideways. And there's two different types of trees. We got, you know, one set and then another set and then a little set and then a big set. And then we've got little flowery things, you know, because you have to have filler.
Right. Well, I don't, but I put that down. We have no trees and one little garden in front.
I couldn't get away with that.
I did. In fact, in my last house, I paid to get trees cut down.
We had to pay for our dead tree to go down. $1,600.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
And then like $5,000 to put up more.
Not doing it. She's been bugging me since we've been in this house 5 years to do some kind of guard to the backyard. And I said, go ahead, do it. Because I know she won't.
Wow. All right. We need to get off this topic because we are now in dangerous territory. My wife will listen to this show at some point. So, honey, love the backyard. Nice pool.
Yeah, I could go for a pool, but I can't because there's a right away in my backyard. I can't put a pool.
Oh, we got a pool, baby. And it almost overflowed because of the rain last week. But anyway, I died. All right, my friend. So let's move on to talking tech. And since you've not been on the show a while, I'm sure you've got at least one doozy of a story that you'd like to share, or maybe a big masterful tip you'd like to share, or both. Your choice.
I'll do both. You know, I over the past few months, I've thought, well, I need to write this down because that's a good story for the show. And you know what?
You forgot.
Forgot all those. Yeah. So what I have is...
That's why you got to come on more often so you won't forget.
Or I should write them down when I...
Or email me, and that way I'll have a list to remind you.
That's good. So the one I have is current from this week.
Okay.
Or last week and this week. So it's a client that likes to do them themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And when they need us, they're very budget conscious. They won't do any, if we do work for them, they say we have to have a PO to put in the ticket for the invoice. And I say, well, okay, well, when you call for service, remember to give me a PO. And they never remember to give me a PO. and always is a hassle to get the PO. So that we use ConnectWise. So there's a note that pops up when you open the ticket saying, do not do any work until a PO has been supplied per that company.
Okay.
And it's funny because sometimes they call and say QuickBooks says, I can't get into QuickBooks. And I say, okay, give me a PO. And they say, well, we can't get into QuickBooks. I say, yeah, but you told me not to do any work without a PO. So give me a PO. Well, I can't give you a PO. Well, it looks like we're at a standstill because you told me not to do any work without a PO. So, and this is a true case. She says, well, I'll get you a PO as soon as you get me in QuickBooks. I said, okay. I get her in QuickBooks and say, I was on a computer connected remotely. I say, okay, now give me a PO. Well, I can't right now. I said, I'm not getting this kind of computer until you give me a PO. And she would not give me a PO. Anyway, another story. Anyway, it's a rat. She finally, after a week, she did. Because if we submit a ticket, an invoice without a PO, they say they don't want to pay it because there's no PO. But yet they don't want to give you one. So and they want their work.
All right. So I've had this in the past, but I actually generated the PO, sent it to them to sign. So that way they can't say, "We didn't. I don't make the PO. Just give me a number."
No, they provide it.
All right.
Anyway, so they called and they said, we need to make a folder secure. We only want these people to access this folder. Now, this folder is in a subfolder of the data share or whatever. How much time would that take? And I said, well, if it's just, I said, we talked about it. I said, well, so what we'll do is we'll take that folder out. We'll make it its own drive letter. You know, I'll create a group. I'll add those users to that group. I'll give that folder, you know, that group rights to that folder. And then in group policy, I'll do a new drive mapping if you're in that group to map that drive. I said half an hour. So she sends me a PO for a half an hour to do it. So, okay, now give me the list of the users that you want to access that folder, that drive. So she sends me the list. On the list, there, I think there was like 10 people. Two of them had accounts on the server, domain user accounts. I replied, I said,
the other eight didn't log into the network?
They didn't have accounts. So I had to email her back. I said, these people don't have accounts. I said, these two do, but these eight don't have user accounts. So then it led to, well, send me what accounts are created. So then I said, okay, so let's back up here. If I'm going to be documenting what user accounts you have and creating new user accounts, now the PO is going to be up to an hour. So confirm that this is not going to be at least an hour before I do anything. She replies, okay, good. It'll be an hour. Estimate hour. So I send her everything. I send her a list of current users. She replies back, okay, it's like most of them aren't there anymore. So disable all those, create all these, and give these people the rights to that new drive letter. So I do all that.
Okay, hang on, sorry. So a lot of people are gone. A lot of people are new. How are the new people getting in?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Popcorn. And she says, well, how are these people that we have now accessing the data? I said, well, one, either they're not, or two, they're using an old account, not their own account. So when I disable those accounts, anybody using those accounts is not going to be able to get in unless they use this new account, you know, for them. Okay, great, she said. So I do it all, disable the users, explain to her why they should let us know when users are gone, security, blah, blah, blah. Create the new accounts. Emailer's done. I test it. It's done. I log off, log back on. The drive letter's there. The security's there. I copy the folders, the files over into it. So it's all done. She calls back. none of the new people can access the new drive. I said they're logging in with the new accounts that we created. She said they can't. They can't log in with those accounts. I said, not with that attitude. I said, what do you mean they can't? I said, they just gonna need to put the username in, the domain / username with the password and log in. She goes, no, there's no choice. There's a switch user. I'm like, oh. So, yeah, switch user. But no, they said when they switch user, they just this name and other name.
Okay, so Windows 10 on the bottom, they can't select other name because it's not mine. It's not the name you gave us, right?
So yeah, they have, let's say Bob and Mary is the only ones they can switch to.
Right.
So I know right away it's not joined to the domain. So I said, let's do remote session on that computer. Connect to the computer and the girl's there and the user's there. I said, first of all, have you been accessing the data share? And he says, no, I've never had access to it. Okay, so that explains that. So I told her, the point of contact. I said, this person has never been accessing the data. And of course, this is news to her. She thought that they all had access. This is how they communicate. So of course, it's Windows 10 Home on this computer. Of course. Wow. So now I have to tell her.
And are these new computers that they bought on
their
own?
Bought them. Yeah, they bought them on their own because they like to do things on their own. I had to create 8 new accounts for 8 people, and I had to disable a bunch. So I said, okay, so this is Windows 10 Home, and I explained to her the options. I said, we could just map the drive using alternate credentials. I can even write a script, put it locally that's going to log in and map the drive with his credentials, but I don't recommend that because the password is going to be in clear text on the computer somewhere. Plus, if he gives it to somebody else, they're going to have access as him, and that person may not need access to that drive. I said, if we teach him how to map a drive letter, he's going to forget. He's not going to be able to do it. So the recommended option is to upgrade him to Windows 10 Pro, join the computer to the domain, and now anybody who logs into this computer will get what they should get. And she was great. How long would that take? I said, okay, so the license alone is going to cost $100 if you use your company credit card. Because they're slow pay. I don't want to put 8 Windows 10 Pro upgrades on my credit card. That's $800 plus the labor. So I said, okay, so it's $100 for the upgrade, and I'm going to estimate 1 to 2 hours per computer for labor. So it's 8 computers. That's estimated 8 to 16 hours of labor plus 800 for the licenses. And don't forget the PO says 1 hour labor.
Well, modified 1 hours. 25. So then
I had to say, I need you to send me a new PO. Oh, just use the same number. I said, I need you to acknowledge on the ticket that how many hours is estimated and that you approve it. And she didn't want to. Finally, she did. I said, I'm not going to do anything until you have it in writing that you're approving this time. So finally, she did. So then I'm looking around, and I ask her, wait a minute. Why do you care if this one folder is protected? I said, I'm looking around your server. No data is protected. Your account, your QuickBooks, your user folders, everyone has full access to every file on the server. Why are you concerned with this folder? Oh my goodness, those should all be secured. I said, okay. So they're not. Whoever said the sheriff just shared everyone full control. So all of your user folder redirections, your My Documents, your accounting, everything you have, everyone can see and has access to, except the new drive I just created. That's secure.
There you go.
So now,
let me ask, is everybody an admin?
No, they were not.
Oh.
There was 3, and I removed 2 of them and left the main to just a normal administrator. There was 2 people that were. She was one and someone else was one, but I took them out. I didn't even tell them. I just took them out.
Revoked.
Yeah. So now it goes to all the computers have to be upgraded. Now all the security has got to be reviewed. So now this job is much bigger. Remember, the whole thing was they had to think about the half an hour charge if they wanted to secure the folder. That's funny. She had to get this approved for the initial half hour.
Right.
And now we're up to how many hours? I've lost count of how many hours.
The 16 that you spoke of, but after noticing the others, you didn't give a number for that.
Yeah, I said you have to tell me who needs what, because we need this complete security review of all your folders. So you go through and tell me who needs access to what, so I can create groups and set up security. Everyone has, and then she says, "Oh, by the way, we're getting the new scanner tomorrow."
Boom.
I said, "Okay, that's great. You send me a PO, because that's a different issue." "Oh, just use the same PO." Okay. The same PO that was originally documented on the PO says a half an hour. I said, "So, okay, send an email approving that this time was on the same PO." So then I got to create scan, you know, do the whole scan folders, you know. But you know what? Luckily, I always say that the network scanner copier people are lost when they go over.
Mm-hmm.
I had an enjoyable experience with this one.
Oh.
The one that came over.
Really?
Yes, he knew his stuff. We got it done in 3 minutes. I'd already created on my end all the scan folders with permissions. So the way I did it is I have a scan folder, you know, I have a share called scans.
Right. And then every
user inside of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I create a generic scanner account. So the scanner account has access to the scans and the subdirectories.
Right.
And the user has access to only his scan.
Oh, it's like we were brothers.
But then, and so I also, on group policy, do a drive mapping for the scan folder to the scans path percent username percent. Mm-hmm. Right. So everyone only sees when their S drive, let's say, is only their scan folder.
Right.
So I had created all that in the back end before the guy got there. When he got there, I just tell him, "Okay, set it on DHCP. I'm going to give it a reservation." He says, "Okay." Normally you get an argument. Really? "Oh, it needs to be a static IP." That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
I say, "Yes."
Yeah, we've already said it.
Yeah, I said, "Set on the server." But he said, "Okay, great." He said, "Okay, it's on DHCP." I said, "Okay, great. I'm going to give it this IP address of what the old copier was." And I just put them on DHCP so I can see the MAC address show up in DHCP. I give it the reservation. I say, "Power cycle it." He says, "Okay. Yes, I'm pulling this IP. Great, I'm seeing it." He said, "Great, we're done." I said, "Okay, here's the path for each person you're going to create. Here's the scanner account, username, scanner account, password." He put it in, tested, scan went through. I've never had experience with a network scanner guy that had no questions and did it right the first time before this one.
That guy must be a rock star at his company.
He was good. He was what you would expect if somebody is selling network scanners and copiers.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. We got to mark. You should have marked that date in infamy.
Because it won't happen again.
Put a gold star on the calendar. Put down that company name that if anybody ever says, "Hey, do you know any good scanner copier companies?"
Now, he also said, "This is the smoothest one I've ever had."
Oh.
He said, normally the techs don't know what they're doing. I said, "Look, normally the printer guy doesn't know what he's doing in my case." He's like, "Well, this worked out good." I said, "I agree."
Nice. You guys had more time talking about that than actually doing the setup.
And I'll tell you this, there was an error on my part.
Say it isn't so.
When I gave him the password, I left out one character. And he went and tried it. And he said, "It's not working." And I thought, here we go. But I said, "Let me check my stuff. You know, I'm going to always check my stuff first before I." So I check. I said, "Oh, wait." I said, "Put an extra C. Put another C right here." "Okay." He tested and it worked. I said, "Man, I'm sorry about that. That's my fault." He says, "If that's the worst thing that happens to me today, I'll be doing great." Like, yeah, I agree. I hear you.
Nice.
Anyway, so that was more time. So now we got so much time on this ticket. I have to redo all the security, upgrade all the computers, teach people how to log in because they just always booted their computer up, right? Now they're on the domain. Let me tell you this. You're going to be shocked at this too.
Wow. Two shocking events in one story?
Yes. I think a lot of people would be shocked by this.
All right.
I used something for the first time.
That's all.
On this job.
I'm not going to have to ask at the end of the show. You're going to tell us?
I wonder if you would guess. What would you guess? The first time I had to use it.
Wait a minute.
Something that y'all use all the time. Most people use it all the time.
Wait a minute. You were remote, right?
I was remote.
But you used it for the first time.
So I used something in this process for the first time.
Oh, now I'm stumped.
All right, so let's not forget the process, right? These were local computers. I had to join them to the domain.
Mm-hmm. Did you have
now they're logging in with a domain user profile?
User data from the old profile to the new one.
And what do most people use for that?
Fabs Auto Backup.
Fabs Auto Backup.
Really?
I had purchased it a while back.
You had purchased it but never used it.
I never used it. I purchased it when he was put it up for the conference.
That's like a recurring theme for your company. That'd be cool to have. Why don't we get it? Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah. But okay, that was a little cheaper.
5 months later, I got Fabs Auto Backup. Let me use that.
Well, okay, so normally I don't care if they lose their profile.
Normally, okay, but this day you did.
I did because they were so used to seeing their certain stuff. I figured if I'm doing so many of these, let me just run this, and that way it's less traumatic for them. But normally, I don't care what they lose. I just copy over desktop, favorites, you know, a few manual things.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have email that I don't control because they did it themselves.
Okay.
Through Google or something. So whenever they have problems with email and they call me, I remind them, we don't handle that. You do that. Go figure it out. I'm not even, because they didn't go with where we recommended for email. I don't even want to help them with email. So in this process, of course, Fabs will transfer all that. So I did it and it worked great.
Now, didn't that make you feel good?
Did. I thought I should have used this a long time ago.
There you go.
And I think I bought it years ago as well, but I think I bought it. I know I bought it again for the conference, but I think I bought it a couple of years ago.
Because it was on sale.
But this time.
Like a woman seeing shoes. They're on sale.
But this time I actually documented because I thought, I know I bought this. I know I bought it. I thought, I'm going to use Fabs. Had to go find it. But I did make a folder in my email called Fabs, so it was easy to find. And I had my email with my order. I said, yes, I'm going to go use this. So it took me a minute to figure out how to log in and download it. Because really, I think it could be a little easier. But
But once you have it, you have it. I mean.
But not with the update, right? If you want the updated version.
No, the update, you have it. But when you use it, there's an update option right on the front screen. It tells you when there's an update. You just hit download and go. So just a tip.
I've only used it a handful of times, so I missed that.
Just a tip for you. In the future, when you open up Fabs, it'll say version blah, blah, blah available. Download now.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Always up to date. Fabs is on top of stuff, man. It, you know, he's got his act together on that program. That is a fantastic program. I can't believe how often I use it. I tried to use it the other night on a crashed computer, but it was too far gone. But give it the old Fabs try.
Plus, I need to remember it when I feel sympathetic for someone and want to save their profile.
You need to have that in your support folder or tool bag folder or whatever folder you've got on your desktop.
It is now.
Tools, because it's a quick pushover for when you're doing remote support. You have it on your local station, just push it over with your take control and SolarWinds. You know, it only takes a couple of minutes.
Yep, that's what I did. I have a transfer folder on the root of my drive that I can easily get to transfer files. Okay. So I stuck it in my transfer folder. So it is good. I do like it, and it worked well, and it saved me some time. Didn't save the client any time, but it saved me some time.
It's all about you.
It's all about me.
It's all about you, man.
So that ticket ended up being a whole big mess from the original, can you add security to a folder?
Now, was this something that it was a call in the morning and you had to spend all day doing it, or was it a two-day event?
Oh, this was over a week, because they don't respond very well to emails. And actually, I'm going to close a ticket, but there's probably a few more computers to upgrade.
Hmm. Now, did you do the upgrade remotely?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I'm not going out there. That's far away. So I mean, they're an hour away.
And no issues with the upgrade on the reboot?
No. We're good.
Nice.
Speaking of. Different story.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay. I need to find this. I'm gonna find this right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, while he's looking for that, we will put a link in the show note today for our friend Fab's Auto Backup. It is an absolutely fantastic product. If you have not used this to transfer not just user profiles, but anytime somebody needs a new computer, anytime you've got somebody that's transferring workstations, if you've got a terminal server that you need to transfer multiple files over, multiple profiles, Fab's Auto Backup Pro is a fantastic program, and it will take every piece of user profile setting, your desktop, your documents, your pictures, videos, your email profiles, folks. It'll automatically take over the signature files. It'll take over the nickname file. You've got, like Matt said, the Google, Firefox, all your shortcuts in your Internet Explorer. It'll bring over some QuickBooks settings. There is so many things that Fabs has done with this. It is going to be a fantastic product. And if Fabs was a sponsor of this show, I'm sure he would be very happy of the promo I just gave him. So have you found your story yet, Matt?
Okay, so I'm trying to find the command. Let me see if you've had come across this before. I had some computers that I had to, and it wasn't these computers, it was different computers, that I had to upgrade to Windows 10 Pro. And
well, let me just say that I probably won't be able to say that I've used it, because I have not yet updated a Windows 7 or Windows 8 computer to Windows 10. We always get them new computers.
So, okay. you might be able to use it somewhere else.
Okay.
So what was it? Was it Lenovo? Anyway, I don't know what it was. It was Lenovo. And actually, it was Lenovo that was supposed to come with Windows 7 or Windows 10 licenses. And it came with Windows 7 installed. So I built the Lenovo 10 Restore Media for Windows 10, loaded it, and when it came up, it wouldn't activate. And I have no key. So I was stuck. It couldn't activate. I have no key to put in to change a key, but it's supposed to have a Windows 10 license. So what do you do?
Well, I know that people have talked about a batch file that you can run that will do the auto upgrade migrate with the product key in it.
But this is a clean install using the recovery media.
Oh, a clean install.
Yeah, because I have Windows 7. So I did the Lenovo recover Windows 10 recovery media. So when I reinstalled it with that, it was like a clean install of Windows 10 and booted up the whole out-of-box experience.
And well, shouldn't,
would activate.
Shouldn't you be able to put in the Windows 7 key and then it uses that as the
digital? I didn't get it. I didn't document that before I wiped it.
Oh.
Because so. It was supposed to come with Windows 7 or Windows 10. So I thought it would just activate with a digital license, and it didn't. So I called good old Microsoft. Oh. I Googled Microsoft help and called the first number I found. No,
And they sent you a link saying, let me Google that for you.
So there's a command. And this is a clean install. And let me tell you this. When I clean install something, this is personal preference. I actually wipe it. I actually wipe the drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I install.
So you left out a step. So I would have logged in with my D7 and gotten a report on the computer with all the system information, including the product key.
Yeah. I usually do too. But I'm thinking clean install. I have the recovery media that's supposed to come with this computer, just like Dell, right? If you have a Dell Windows 10 media.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you were doing this from the shipped media.
Well, I had to build, I had to make it. Well, I went on the Lenovo site and downloaded it. Yeah. You go to the Lenovo site and it was like recovery.
Oh,
here.
I mean, yeah, it should have done it
automatically. It should have. Just like when you use a Dell Windows.
Sorry. I thought you had done something.
It wasn't like an OEM Windows 10. It was the Lenovo Windows 10.
All right. On a Lenovo station in the factory disk.
Yeah. Because like when you load, I'm thinking when you load Dell, it just activates. You don't need to have a code. So okay. I thought Lenovo would be the same thing.
All right.
Or was I wrong?
Speed now. So, all right.
So I was wrong. So there is a command, and this is after a wipe and a clean install. Dell, Microsoft, very helpful fellow from India who connected my computer. No.
I'm calling from the Microsoft Windows Support Department.
He was a Microsoft certified technician. There's a command, the WMIC command, and I have to.
Okay, yeah, there's a few of those, but go ahead.
Okay, so this one you run, and you got to key it in exactly because it is case sensitive. So I actually copied it and pasted it. And you run this command, and I just put it in the chat so you can put it in our show note.
Okay.
And it'll give you the product key. You just take that. Now, why Windows can't do this on its own, I don't know. You run that command from an elevated command prompt. It gives you the key. You go to activation, put in change key, put in that key, and it activates. So why would it not do it on its own if it's there?
Okay, you're asking the wrong jury, Bubba.
I asked a helpful Microsoft person too. He didn't know. So I said, look, I have two of these. I said, is the same thing going to happen on that one? He said, oh, no. I said, well, hold on a second.
Let me try first.
And, of course, it did the same thing, so I had to add one little thing. But he couldn't answer why it happened. You know, that's the other update. I had another problem with Windows 10 updates where they wouldn't give me the key code. And I tried this, and it didn't work. It either didn't give me the right code or something. I had to call Microsoft, and he had to give me a code to put in. And I was like, why did this not activate? And This is both of these were last week. It was
frustrating. Or was it?
Let's see, two of them. These two were the one that the key worked was Lenovo. The other two might have been Dell.
Wow.
I don't know what they were actually. I have to go back and look at my tickets, but they wouldn't activate. And these were out of the box. When I opened, they wouldn't activate. And I ran this utility because I had the Lenovo's first, and it either gave me a key or it didn't work or did give me a key. So I had to call Microsoft, and they had to give me a key.
Hmm.
I was like, what is wrong with y'all? I said, of course, he didn't know. He said, I wouldn't let him off the phone. He kept saying, is there anything else I can help you with? I said, yeah, I want to know why this happened. And he said, well, I don't know why it happened. I said, well, can we find out? He says, well, no, is there anything else? I says, yeah, I'm asking you. I want to find out what happened.
Well, you know, you had them befuddled because when they ask that question, they usually don't have a response for, yes, there is something else you can help me with.
And I said, well, you keep asking me, there's something else, but I keep telling you, yes, I'm asking you a question. I want the answer to the question. Anyway, that command really helped me activate. Now, I've had to use it a couple times. And there was something else. Now that I'm thinking about these stories, that command can be useful if you need to pull a key. Because where did that key come from? That key had to be built into Lenovo's recovery media, right?
No, I think they're built into the BIOS, and the media is supposed to read it from the BIOS.
Oh, it's WMIC, yeah.
Yeah. But you would think, yes, why wouldn't Microsoft just put that in there with an if-then statement?
Yeah, if I need to activate, pull a key, and activate.
Right.
But it wouldn't.
So, oh, man. All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think. We'll take a little bit of a break. I'll get you to come back on another show, and we'll refresh and do some stories. So we're coming up here in an hour. Matt, it was good to have you back. I think the listeners will be enjoyably, fantastically tickled to hear Matt Rainey. One, that you're doing well. And two, that you'll be coming to the TechCon Unplugged conference in September. And I'm sure that people, listen, folks, you may want to start saving your money so that you can go on these morning donut runs with Matt Rainey. Matt, these aren't these little, Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donut donuts. These are going to be supreme top shelf donuts.
Okay, hold on a second here.
Uh-oh. Did I oversell?
I don't know. They look good, but there's two donut places I saw in Grand Rapids. One I can walk to and one I can't. So I'm only going to be going to one of them unless Mr. Dubinsky wants to give me a ride to the other one.
All right.
Well, and they're not $3 donuts either.
They're not three. Okay. All right.
No, this is Grand Rapids, not Chicago.
Okay. All right. I will ask Dubinsky at the next committee meeting if he hasn't listened to the show about these donut shops. So, all right, folks. Well, there you have it. Another episode of Pod Nuts Pro. I want to thank Mr. Matt Rainey for coming on board. I want to also thank you all for supporting the show. You have done a fantastic job of going to the Amazon link that I've been putting in the show notes. If you ever have to buy anything off of Amazon, you go to this link first, make your regular purchase, and the price that you pay is the same that you've always paid, but a little bit comes back to help PodNuts Pro and help me send out search parties for guests like Matt Rainey and take care of that. If you do have suggestions for the show, if you have any questions or any tips, if you want to participate in any of the upcoming Amazon gift card promotions, send me an email to marvin@podnuts.com. You can follow us on the Twitter at Podnuts Pro. I've actually started to put stuff on the LinkedIn site as well. That's where we posted the videos that we used to promo for the TechCon Unconvention. We will start putting more stuff on there, not just for the convention, but for other stuff as well. I had to put on a topic about Apple FaceTime listening. So yet another one of our tech companies being Big Brother. And it's a joy. All right, Matt, any final words before we end off the show here?
No. Good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Yeah. And I know why I don't come on so often, though, because we usually talk for a long time.
I got to shut you up sometimes. But hey, that's why we're going to have more shows in 2019. People love to hear your stories, and we will do a lot of them this year. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you all for listening, downloading, and subscribing to the show. Tell your friends Matt Rainey's back. And until next time, holla.